Right now it is 6:44 at 600 WMT in the morning show, joined by Christoph Trepp. And Christoph has a website out there called the Authentic Storytelling Project. You can find that at authenticstorytelling.net. And Christoph, good morning. Welcome back to the WMT morning show. How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
Good doing well. Got your workout in already today?
Nope, today's an off day.
Ah, okay. Today's an off day for me, too, as a matter of fact, Crystal. Yeah, all of them are off days for me, unfortunately. It's a New Year's resolution I'm going to have to pick up for this next year. We've been talking about this hour, the story of the Cedar Rapids Police Department Facebook page and the cruiser. There's a photograph snapped of a cruiser at a convenience store parked in a handicapped parking space. And it sparked originally some initial pushback from a lot of people in the community. And then CRPD grabbed a hold of that photo, put it on their Facebook page. What happened next, Christoph?
And they explained what happened. A Cedar Rapids police officer was responding to a theft in progress call. And as you might imagine, when officers respond to emergency calls, they don't look for a parking spot, but they park wherever they need to get there in a safe manner. So theoretically, the officer could have parked in the middle of the parking lot and run into the convenience store. There was some pushback. I would say that's fair to say. But what's really important, I think, to mention is that the positive feedback has really outweighed the negative feedback. So if you look, I think there was like 200 comments maybe on the Cedar Rapids PD Facebook post.
Right.
But there were over 1,100 likes. So even in theory, if every comment was negative, which it wasn't, there was many more likes. So people appreciated the feedback, the context, and the information. I personally thought it was very educational, very informative to the public.
Yeah, it's over 1,300 like clicks on this one now. And like you said, there was a lot of transparency with the way that they brought this out. They said, hey, look, here's the situation. This is the way you say, Christoph, that these kind of things should be handled. This is sort of a model now, isn't it?
You have to. I think I'm happy to say that we have police departments like that in Iowa who are handling public relations like that now in the moment, who are explaining things. So it changes the discussion. So instead of saying, do you think it's okay that the police parks in the handicapped spot, they're explaining what happened. It's a totally different discussion. Whether or not I think it's okay that they parked in the spot is irrelevant. Doesn't make any difference. What's important to know is, why did they park there? What's going on? You know, I thank them for getting there as quick as they can. I mean, think about it. If you were involved in somebody robbing you or trying to steal from you, wouldn't you want the police to get there as soon as they can? I mean, I would.
Yeah, exactly. And so they parked in the first available space. I know some people said, oh, you could have just pulled into the parking lot. Well, then you're, number one, you're increasing your time to the door. Number two, the other thing is that you could be blocking other people in or blocking people out in the middle of that parking lot. So completely separate from the story overall, this is a big thumbs up from you to the Cedar Rapids Police Department social media department. They're brand new at this, too. I mean, they've only started this here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they launched a couple weeks ago, I think, early December. So I hope they're going to celebrate what they did. And I hope they give them a high five, and I hope they're enforcing that they did the right thing. One of the things that I've noticed in organizations, Doug, is if any negative feedback leads to discontinued participation on social media. So I hope the chief goes up to the person today and says, nice job, and please keep it up.
Not absolutely. Exactly. Well done. Hey, Christoph, you can check out Christoph's blog over at authenticstorytelling.net. Christoph Trapp is a marketing executive here in town, and he's a part of the Internet Marketing Association's International Executive Council. You can check out his blog also. Very proficient in Twitter and Facebook, too. Hey, Christoph, hope you have a great day, and Happy New Year to you and yours, all right?
You too, Doug.
All right. Take care.